This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Your best inflation hedge is a cash-flowing business of your own. Get your free report by visiting BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call
888-507-8789. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
America, America, land of the free, home of the brave.
Tonight, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
America.
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 America. Oh, yeah.
Come out again to save the mother.
Oh, yeah.
America.
The only way.
Terrorists,
your game is through.
What you gonna do when we come for you now? It's a dream that we want. It's a hope for tomorrow.
The people we are fighting today, we funded.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix.
Freedom is the only way into your peace.
But what happens if the terrorist game is through? Then the military-industrial complex doesn't have a war to fight anymore, and the big banks don't have a distraction to get us into debt. They would make our troops serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours, on average about 3, and then put them on death list and not give them basic medical care because it would, quote, save money. That's an elite that are scum. And it's time to admit it, America. America's still got a lot of good in it, especially compared to other countries. I've been around. I love this country. And I'm sick of a bunch of criminals running into the ground and putting my name and your name and my family's name and your family's name on everything they're doing. Let's talk to Tim in Canada. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air. Welcome.
How are you today?
Good, brother.
Good, man. I wanted to say, you know, Obama has been one hell of a weapon for you. I mean, if anybody's going to help you expose corruption or lies in the establishment, I think you're not giving Obama enough credit. I mean, that
he has a propagandist for him. He got a lot done, but it's also backfired in many respects. I agree with you that the establishment's in trouble.
Sorry about that. But no, I mean, the first thing I think he said was he was going to finance a $1 trillion deficit by magical means. And then he was one of the first presidents ever that didn't get a war when he demanded it. People don't believe him. The mistakes this guy has made has just outed the establishment left, right, and center.
Well, let's not just blame Obama. The elite are so Machiavellian that they don't even have a narrative anymore, and then they lose the soft power they had. But I agree with you that they are making us a joke. That's why we've got to explain they're not us.
Bush got away with, and the belief that he commanded versus the absolute disbelief that Obama causes by walking into rooms. If you want to expose corruption, this guy, for some reason, tried to sell a war. I think the only president in the United States that didn't get it. And what do you guys average? A war per president or a war per term? So, I mean, for a president to say war, I think it was Syria, and then not get it. Plus, I mean, he hasn't the coalition behind him that Bush had. The coalition being a NATO force, which is mostly British Commonwealth countries. Nobody's following Obama. This guy can't tell a straight story. That birth certificate of his was so...
I agree. They thought that they could bamboozle us, and it backfired. Great call. Thank you, Tim.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot. He would always Blair.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, I need to get the
rats,
to drop rats. I got a wounded girl. We didn't take the
rest of
mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is...
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've only aired that a few times. Jakari Jackson made that a few months ago. What a talent Jakari is, not just on air, but his research of stories and his video editing. I mean, he's a real artist, man. That's just so good to have Jakari here, and Leanne, and Joe Biggs, and Darren McBreen, and John Bound, and all the writers. But then the crew that runs this show, CJ and Nico and everybody, Rob Jacobson, just the whole team. I've got to have some roundtable show in the new studio sometime where we get everybody mic'd up in there and have a big two-hour roundtable discussion. That should be a lot of fun. Big tankard of Everclear. I'm joking. I don't drink Everclear. Oh, boy. Call it, you know, Cigar Sunday or something. Ice cream social. Get a little bit more serious here. I've been talking about hypocrisy a lot. Obama's carbon tax push. He's going to do that without congressional approval. Just like he's launching the war without congressional approval. But what I want to do now is finish up with phone calls, and then we'll go back to calls. But I want to go to Jeff and others that have been patiently holding. The first thing I want to hit is a story on the right-hand side of drudgereport.com, about halfway down, and at the top of Infowars.com, because that's where it came from, it's the new top story by Mikhail Phelan. A school has openly come out, a public school, and announced that they were ordered to spy on all of their students, basically, and that's their excuse for spying on their students' internet activity, because the NSA contacted them. School secretly monitors students' Facebook pages after receiving call from NSA. People are very good about, if you see something, say something, close quote. School officials in Huntsville, Alabama, say a phone call from the National Security Agency led them to create a secret surveillance program to monitor their students' social media accounts. According to superintendent and former U.S. Army Colonel K.C. Wardinsky, the program began 18 months ago after the NSA alerted Al Lankford. This is all part of a recruiting program, folks. They use anything to recruit dentists, doctors, lawyers, power plant managers. And it always sounds reasonable when they first recruit them. And then later it's, we need you to, you know, go set somebody up. The school security officer to a violent threat made by a student on Facebook. Wardinsky says school officials immediately searched the student's vehicle and found a very good-sized knife, leading to the student's expulsion. So because of the NSA telling him about that, now everyone had to be spied on. See, we found a knife. Now we're going to spy on you. The NSA denied any involvement with the student whatsoever when contacted by AL.com, the news group that obtained documents relating to the school's SAFE program, S-A-F-E, or Students Against Fear Monitoring Program. I'll tell you what's fearful is this program. The National Security Agency has no record that it passed any information to the Huntsville School District, and the description of what supposedly occurred is inconsistent with the NSA's practices, says NSA Public Affairs Specialist Van A. Vines. Let me explain what's really going on. There are 880-something thousand, last time I checked, that was in the Washington Post, private contractors with NSA access. Now, if I wanted to bring down a country's security, and I've had the former head of an NSA division, number four, arguably number three at the NSA, an NSA director on, to concur with my analysis. Now, I'm no genius, but if I wanted to bring a country's security down, I would put 800 plus thousand people in with top secret and above top secret clearances to spy on everybody, because then foreign corporations and governments pay them off, blackmail them, compromise them, and you got full penetration. See, because these doors are two-way. And that's why our country is completely penetrated, seven ways to Sunday. It's so absurd, I don't even know what to say at this point. They've built back doors in all the major computer chips, all the major computers, all the switches, all the telecoms, on record. Globally, it's been standardized. So now it's an orgy of governments and corporations just breaking in, stealing, swapping, planting, framing, to clearly wreck the first internet, that's the big organic one, and to bring in their new certified one that's all biometrically accessed. And that's their admitted plan. I told you 15 years ago, now it's admitted. And I'm not saying I told you, because I'm up here on an ego trip, folks. You need to understand my narrative of what's going on is super accurate. And if they shut me down or something, you need to know this is precious information. You can replicate it. What I've reverse engineered. Our particular insight into how it works. They tried to put William Binney in jail two separate times, claiming he violated national security for speaking out against the NSA. He's going out there to defend your right to privacy, and they are trying to put him in jail. They've tried to put Wayne Madsen in jail. He had guys breaking in and following him. He had to leave the U.S. for 6 months a few years ago. I mean, this is real, and I'm not up here whining about it. I'm just saying it's real. It's real. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe. The border is wide open. The government ordered the Border Patrol since January to load the illegals on the buses with no ID and give them a computer voucher that Greyhound will accept for a month to take them anywhere they want in the country. But the NSA and police departments are grabbing the data of political people and tracking everything and doing all this, and they're framing Congress, and MI6 has been caught blackmailing Parliament. This is bureaucracies and 880,000 private people and over a million government people with top secret and above top secret clearances just in a clearinghouse of corruption and infiltration and takedown. Do you have any idea, I'm sure you do, that previously to 9/11, they had all this NSA data, and they didn't use it, and they stood down. That's come out. So, A, it didn't keep you safe. Now they say more spying will keep you safe, when they are the ones that gave 600 tons of weapons to ISIS just last year. And now they're saying all over the news, imminent attack, get ready, they're going to hit us in the U.S., they're going to hit us, just like, it's like watching paint dry, it's so obvious. It's a total narrative, because they think, the media thinks they've got such control, which they don't have. People see what they're doing, they're just there with their mouth hanging open, that they're going to be able to let ISIS, or whatever new name they've given it, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, whatever you want to call it, I mean, you can call that the new group, people buy it, some of them would buy it, blow up stuff, shoot up, like they were saying today on CNN, they might do something like shoot up a school, I said 2 days ago, it's a nightmare, and I just want to stop it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not just going to be the kids they're going to mow down, 100 of them or something, or the shopping mall they're going to take over. It'll be real jihadi nutbags that were brought here to do it, whacked out of their minds, having no idea who they even work for. It will be my guns and my property and my kids and your kids and all our freedom, because we're the target. Let me tell you who the target is. You're hardworking. You're not corrupt. You built a company. They're going to rob you. You got a pension fund. They're going to rob you. They want you. They want to dominate you. The globalists want to break America forever. and bring in unlimited poor people to bring in socialism, and we'll just sink into the mud and be a big military mercenary production factory for them, and that's it. And within 10 years, it'll all be robots. They don't even need us. This is the takedown of America, the destruction of this country. Mark my words, that's the plan. Your calls are coming up in special reports as well.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Comes as a man of peace.
Man of peace.
Obama, the Peace Prize winner. Okay, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Let's go back to your calls. Gonna have three special reports I'm gonna air in the next segment. Some financial news, some carbon tax news, and some other Ebola news and news from InfoWars that I want to get to. Right now, let's talk to Jeff in Arizona. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, and for having me on. So,
thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I told your screener that I wanted to talk about transhumanism. Real quick, can I just address how the New World Order is going to attack patriots?
Yeah, we've got open phones, man. You can talk about whatever you want. Go ahead.
Well, basically, they're going to do it through civil war. Everyone asks, well, how could they possibly get away with targeting Tea Partiers and gun owners? The forming of the North American Union is going to be the pretext for that. Basically, all
yeah, they're going to break off part of the Southwest and give it to Mexico as a sub-region. That's an admitted plan, and people aren't going to go along with it. And they're going to push people till they become violent in the United States.
Absolutely. All of us Constitution lovers are going to become their new enemy. Next, I want to talk about transhumanism. And this really at the top, as you know, is Luciferianism. All of us are here on Earth essentially to learn how to have faith in God, to have faith in Jesus Christ. Satan stands in complete opposition to that plan. He does not have a body, and so his goal is to destroy us. His goal is to destroy our bodies, the vehicle in which God has blessed us with to carry out that eternal plan of learning how to trust in him and progress and have full faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Transhumanism is the lie that Lucifer has given the globalists.
That's how he offers eternal life or godhood back to the apple.
Correct. You're absolutely right, Alex.
Well, it's not hard. I mean, look at Apple with the Apple symbol, with the bite out of it. They're openly telling you what they're doing. I mean, I could play clips of top transhumanists saying, we're going to become gods, get out of our way or we'll kill you. I mean, this is their attitude.
That's right. We think of God, our God, as the ultimate engineer of our bodily machines. And Satan is trying to mimic that, to deceive us, all of us, even the globalists, who we need to pray for a change of heart, to deceive them, to possess their bodies, and ultimately get complete tyranny to destroy us.
Well, look at how all of the computer stuff they come out with has another use than what they tell us, and is meant to dumb us down, spy on us, lower our awareness, lower our psychological brainwaves. Everything the globalists deploy is destructive. It always sounds great. It's addictive. It's wonderful until we get deeper into it. I hear you. Good point. Let's talk to Michael in California. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I want to say amen to the fellow that just was on. And my thoughts continue on. I am a Roman Catholic layman who is an exorcist. And I found out that Catholics who have the sacrament of confirmation, which is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles at Pentecost, can do exorcisms, but they don't know it. The knowledge was hidden 1,794 years ago. The reason I know this is because a colleague of mine and I, from 84 to 90, did research on the church, and we found this out, and we worked with a priest who was a personal friend of John Paul II. He met John Paul in 1938 in Poland. He was one of the priests that mentored him into the priesthood and protected him from the Nazis. Father continued and then protected him against the Soviets. And Father was caught by the Soviets and kept in a gulag until 1947 when the State Department, under the influence of Rome, was told that where he was and that he was an American citizen. And so they finally coughed him up in 1947. Now, he was brilliant, and we sort of brainstormed with him at the time he was 80, but he was brilliant.
What was his name?
Pardon me?
What was his name?
Oh, Father, oh my gosh, I'm getting a mental block. He died in 91. Anthony Saran. Father.
Well, you
Anthony.
Want to do a YouTube video about that or write an article about it. It's very interesting, and I'm interested to hear what he had to say about exorcisms. because I tell you, a lot of people, it's like mental illness is like viral or something, and it's like they're demon-possessed. Mentally ill people I've dealt with, someone's normal, and then suddenly they're like evil and bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
With the devil close behind, we're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman. Razor blades and dice in her eyes, with just a touch of sadness in her fingers, thunder, lightning in her thighs.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
Well, and Jennings, crank it up.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Such beautiful voices all those men had.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack. Diamond with the devil wolves behind. We're gonna ride.
Get behind me, Satan. Only place the devil belongs, in the dust. That's why the system always puts itself in front of you. Makes you go through it. Ask permission to do anything.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the woman, the stallion, and the wind. And the world is gonna burn into a cinder. Before we ever pass this way again. And we're going to ride. I was up about 6 a.m. this morning before the sun even came up, looking out over the hill country and the lights. And I just thought how fantastic consciousness and being alive is. You can say what you want about life after death. You can say what you want about where we came from, where we're going. But, man, this is fantastic to be alive. And I know that Hollywood and Air Force One and red carpets is not the end-all be-all. This life is a test. You know, I wanted to go to that caller about the exorcism story, and I said, please hold over. And I don't know what it is when I say hold over. They never do, or rarely. But I was talking to someone who follows the Carl Jung system of psychology, Swiss psychology, which I think is the most accurate out there, of constructs to look into the human mind from a secular perspective. And this is a well-known psychologist, I'll just leave it at that, that quietly underground does exorcisms, even though they weren't religious until they began to investigate it all, but then did it. And even if people aren't Christian in their background, they only respond to the name Jesus Christ. And I actually know someone quite well who was involved in close to 100 exorcisms with this well-known psychologist slash PhD. And the stuff they saw doing this, person I know just couldn't even do it anymore. It was too intense, with people that thought they were possessed. It's just amazing. And those aren't areas I really get into here on air. But you can call it mental illness, whatever you want, but where people just, their face changes and their whole demeanor changes and it's a different person. And it doesn't matter if what they're doing hurts them and hurts others and isn't even good for them to do. They will do it because it's destructive and it's bad. And I've talked to one of the best known psychologists here in Austin, Texas, who I know is a listener, but I ended up meeting him through a separate issue. And they said, after 40 years of doing what they do, at the bottom of the rabbit hole, they weren't religious, and they become religious. That's happened to so many genetic engineers and people. When they really start looking at stuff, they go, this has been made. This didn't just fall off a turnip truck. This didn't just appear in the middle of the desert or in the ocean. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, everything we're being told is not the full story. And the entire Illuminati system is about the public not learning these secrets. And I know a lot more than I even get into on air because people just aren't ready for this information. People aren't ready to know that there's a long declassified history of adding sterilants and other horrible stuff to vaccines that, or yuppies go, well, there are too many people. And I'm like, but they're targeting your kids. It's like taking your kids up to the temple in Tyre 2,500 years ago and throwing them on a burning altar in front of Moloch. I mean, why? Well, the state said do it. Or 3,000 years ago, and what's Wales today? In central England, north of London. In the Welsh Hills. The priest would come around, the druidic priest, and some years he might just want your cat or maybe your oxen for the summer solstice or winter solstice or whatever event it was, Samhain, Halloween. Sometimes they'd say, I want you. They'd take the man and put him in a wicker basket and burn him so the crops would grow the next year. Sometimes they said, I want your son or I want your daughter. And right in front of everybody, they'd let them get the little kid drunk, the little six-year-old girl or boy. I guess they were nice to them. They asked to that too. They got them drunk. And they'd lean them out there right over that peat bog. And they'd take that dagger and they'd slit that throat and just let that little kid's blood pour right into that bog to that god. Or sometimes they just club their head in right there. Or sometimes they take little kids bound and throw them into a big pit of coals to just swell up and pop and burst. And I know you don't want to hear that, but every culture did that. And it's the state, the religious state, demanding that children be killed to the god. I mean, look at the Bible. Abraham. God says, take your only son. I guess he had another brother as well, but you take that one, your heir, the one you really wanted, the one you had with your wife, not with your concubine, take him up there and stab him in the heart. But then we talk about them kidnapping kids. They say, oh, no, nobody's involved in that. And there's like tens of thousands of missing kids. They can't find them with the NSA. And I'll tell you why they can't find them. Because the NSA is not allowed to look into that. They're only allowed to watch what the Tea Party's doing. And, oh, look, Dinesh D'Souza, you know, he's in a divorce 2 years ago, and then magically the word comes down that he got some friends to donate money, and he gave money to her, so let's put him in jail. See, I mean, well, it's the law. And they said, Mr. D'Souza, I was reading the court ruling yesterday, the transcript, while at red lights in traffic. I literally pulled it up and was reading it at red lights. And the judge, all appointed by Clinton, the prosecutor, appointed by Obama, said to D'Souza, how dare you do an interview? And they played the transcript. It was only a transcript. I couldn't see the TV in the courtroom. They played him on Fox News, and they played him on this radio show, saying it was political. He's burning. He said, because of your speech, I'm going to put you in a re-education center, therapeutic therapy for mental illness for 10 months. Or is it 8 months? You got to pull up the transcript. I think it's 8, 9, or 10 months. You have to look it up. My memory fails for a moment. But the point is that he has to go to daily brainwashing about how he's mentally ill with at an actual shrink medical center, therapeutic for his thought crime. And the judge sat there and said, how dare you say this was selective or political? We don't do that. 5 years probation, they pulled it up here. Yeah, but it's how many months to a, quote, community center. It's like a giant open-air prison. It'll say how many. It's 8. Okay. They had sought 16 months prison sentence, but it said it's 8 months in basically a locked-up halfway house, hellhole. I'd rather be in prison than one of those halfway houses where the criminals go in and out, and then there's like weird criminals that run them, feeding on people and preying on them. I mean, what a nightmare. And all these nobodies that couldn't get jobs and mess with you all day, and all these probation people. I mean, what a hellhole. But what's amazing is if you read the judge's ruling and statements, it's online. You can read the indictment and everything else. When I got home, I read that again. This is just fascinating tyranny. Because you spoke out, I'm going to go ahead and give you a sentence of 8 months, and I'm going to go ahead and give you 5 years probation and a $30,000 fine. I wouldn't have if you wouldn't have said this was political. I mean, they're politically saying, you talked about us, so we're going to punish you, but this isn't political. It's like taking a bottle of vodka and going, this is an alcohol, and guzzling 15 shots of it. The judge indicts himself in the statement of just hubris and just arrogance. And they'll be like, well, Dinesh D'Souza gave, I kept saying 30, it was $20,000, $10,000 was legal, through donors. That's all Clinton and Obama and all of them do is go out and get straw donors. It's on record. They say it's legal when they do it, not when somebody else does it. But let me tell you, when you've punished those that funded Al-Qaeda, when you've punished all those that put fluoride in the water, when you punish those that gave live polio vaccine to millions, when you punish those that put our troops on death list, secret death list, and not give them treatment at the VA nationwide, when you punish the people kidnapping little kids, when you punish all the illegals pouring across, burning down houses and killing people, then once you've gotten all them, if you want to get to Dinesh D'Souza, then I would say it wasn't political. Of course it's political when Rick Perry, who I don't even like, is forced because of incredible public pressure to go after the Travis County DA, who's on video spitting on police, flopping around, kicking like she's possessed. Looks like Linda Blair. She runs a state agency, $7 million for the County Public Integrity Fund. He says, step down or I'll cut the money. Tries to get the Democrats quietly to appoint a new person who's Democrat, and they indict him and then say it's not political. It's just flaunting this stuff in people's faces, flaunting it, arrogantly, mentally ill. I got a bunch of reports I've got to get to, and boy, there are a lot of them. I want to go to this John Bowne report that'll go into the break. I'll come back and finish it. Obama wants amnesty for murderers and rapists, just to talk about what's really going on, how above the law, I'll launch wars if I want. Above the law, open the borders. Above the law, I'll shut down your power plants. I'm above the law. I'm above the law. I'm above the law. And the people that are above the law, that have the IRS persecuting people and have been caught lying about it, now they're going to go out and put Dinesh D'Souza in prison at a re-education camp. Therapeutic therapy. Psychological therapeutic therapy. Here it is. Here's the report.
New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago have formed a big city coalition to grease the skids for illegal immigration in the United States. This coalition will push our tax dollars along with big corporate donations towards a greater voting procedure, educational assistance, and microloans for illegal immigrants. They are going full steam ahead with a Cloud Piven-induced privileged society that is already destroying the American middle class. The NSA tracks the movements, phone calls, and emails of every U.S. citizen, but we can't know where these illegals are as they continue to miss their immigration hearings by 90%. So where are they? Apparently, a growing number of them have been flooding the southeast of the United States, and they are raping the children of these communities at an alarming rate.
A spokeswoman for the Davidson County Sheriff's Office said USADA was in this country illegally.
Gurao Aguilar faces three counts of aggravated sexual battery of a person under the age of 13. Jacobo Gurao faces one count of rape of a person under the age of 13.
Police believe 19-year-old Sergio Perez, an illegal immigrant, attacked the woman in her home Sunday.
418 children were raped by illegals in the state of North Carolina in the month of August 2014 alone. I spoke with James Johnson, the founder and president of North Carolinians for Immigration Reform Enforcement, about the history of his organization and methods needed to document this full-blown attack on America's youth.
NC Fire started in 2007, and it came about as a result of me getting injured on the job. As I was going through physical therapy and rehab under workman's comp, I started seeing a lot of individuals who could not speak English that had interpreters with them in the rehab process, in the therapy sessions. And so I started inquiring about, you know, what's going on. And then, you know, the other things you'd see, non-American citizen, obvious people at the grocery stores, you know, paying for two or three shopping carts full of groceries with a food stamp card and then buying, you know, the last cart's full of alcohol and they're paying for that with wads of cash. And then I started noticing, you know, crime in this newspaper report, crime on this television report here, you know, about Hispanic hyphenated surname individuals creating crimes. And North Carolina has not been a bastion of hyphenated surname. All these flags, red flags started coming together, and it just led me to the point where, you know, what's going on here? And I started looking into it. And the more you look into it, the more you find. The effort is to hide it. The crimes by illegal aliens are not compiled by any government agency anywhere in the United States as far as the public being able to access it. So I just decided that, you know what, I'll start cataloging it in North Carolina. And we first started out just listing all the crimes that we could find, and here's how we do it. We just started scouring the web, any kind of news reports, police reports. In North Carolina, there are 100 counties. So the first thing I did was go through all of the county sheriff's department's arrest records, and they're all online. And then we started going through all of the, like, TV station websites, newspaper websites, radio station websites. They'll have a crime section there on every one of those. And obviously, in every county, there are cities and towns and municipalities that have their own police agencies. And so all of this stuff is online, and it takes...
We're going to come back with the rest of this important report. And the reason this is so important is the criminals of Latin America who are even fleeing justice are coming here. This is the happy hunting ground. They're released by police, no ID. They get bank accounts, no ID. They fly with no ID. They are literally invincible gods.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The entire InfoWars team will be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to do this segment the next with some special reports and try to get to some more of your phone calls. We have something breaking in a few hours that's very interesting from the FBI crime statistics website. It says there were no deaths in New Haven, Connecticut in the year of the New Haven mass shooting. And Wolfgang Halbig, we're going to get him back on the show tomorrow or the next day to break some of that down with us. But the report will be up on InfoWars.com in the next few hours and PrisonPlanet.com. I still haven't aired that hilarious piece I did on myself and Ray Kurzweil for RT. Maybe we'll play that tomorrow on the Singularity. When I get a little bit sarcastic and I say illegals are like gods or something, they can get all the welfare they want. They can be above the law. They can fly without ID. The big banks give them bank accounts, AP reports without ID. It's meant to incentivize, in a corporate takeover of the country, a bunch of poor people that can be the new government minion class. And then if you're against it, you're racist. No, I'm against the country collapsing into third world state. NAFTA and GATT was about collapsing us. It's done a pretty good job. This is about the North American Union. Let's finish up with John Bowne's report, where he interviews one of the people that started the organization with the Examiner to expose all the news reports in just North Carolina that a large portion, if not the majority, of the rapes and murders now are illegals, and it's just a happy hunting ground of illegals robbing. And they rob Hispanics, blacks, whites, they don't care. It is just people with no names who can do whatever they want. Here it is.
And so all of this stuff is online, and it takes a Herculean effort to try to compile this stuff. The numbers you're seeing now are not nearly all of it, because it's physically impossible for us as an organization with the limited people and resources that we have to actually check all of those resources. And so we go through every day of every county of every name from A to Z, and pick out the ones that we suspect of being an illegal. And because of the charge, indecent liberties with a child is more prevalent to an illegal or someone from Central America or a Hispanic or Spanish background nation. Now, that's not to say that Americans don't do it too. However, once we get the court date, it has the arrest record number, the court docket number, and we take that number and go to the specific county where the person was arrested and get that agency's police report. And on there, it'll say, needs an interpreter for court. Well, that's a dead giveaway. First of all, the person doesn't speak English. Well, then obviously they 99.9% chance that they're illegal. They're illegally in the country. Now, down at the bottom of all of our reports, underneath the all the court dockets, we have listed the articles, the news articles that we find with the links to them. And in many of those, they will actually say this person is an illegal immigrant or being held on ICE charges. Oh, it's killing us, literally and figuratively, in the pocketbook. And, literally, we have people are dying from
all right.
DWI, hit and run.
Guys, the full report, there's a few minutes left of this. We're going to post it to YouTube. It's from the Nightly News last night, and we're going to post it to Infowars.com the next 20 minutes. I'll get that done. It's Obama wants amnesty for murderers and rapists special report. And the issue is they're above the law. We need to do a part two on this, showing the AP admitting they get bank accounts, other reports, how they get to fly without ID. You ask why? As John Bowne showed, microloans, everything free, Democratic family sponsoring them, getting $7,000 a month from the government. This is how the government's literally funding its political takeover. And that's why the Democrats laugh. They go, listen, we're getting your guns the next 10 years. We're going to get people. We're going to let them vote. Give them IDs. It's over.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.